This is RSBNB Update, episode 161, recorded Tuesday, July 15th, 2008. Lick your interface. Hello, everyone. Brad is here. Say hi.
Hello. Finally. Hi,
so how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, same shit, different day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, isn't that the book title of your life or something?
Yeah. That's going to be the, you know, when I write my life story, it's going to be under the title, same shit, different day.
See. So this week we got three cheers for Lumbridge. Did you lick any of your interfaces?
No, I didn't lick my interface.
Ah. Too bad you could have figured out what they tasted like, whether they're like strawberry, blueberry, or lime, you know?
Okay. No idea what you're talking about.
Anyways, moving on.
Or is this some inside joke I've missed?
No, I don't think so.
What is
but
it?
There's this thing in the quest journal of the new quest that everyone's done overnight. I can lick on the flashing cross swords to view my combat styles.
Oh, right, that, yes. Yeah. Okay. That is a very discouraging noise. Please don't make that. Please.
Okay.
Because my mind is just running wild, you know, and it's not good.
Okay. The bank update. What do you think of
again,
this?
Like I said last week, something that people have been asking for 2 years, and it's good they've added it. It's just a shame it took them this long.
Exactly. So, what do you think of like the new interface for it and the fact it got 2 columns wider?
I think the interface is good. I think how the bank tabs are managed and laid out is very good. Very easy to manage all your stuff.
I like the search.
It's simple yet effective.
Yeah. There's like only one thing missing from the search, you know? You know, there's this Mac application called Quicksilver where you press Control Space, enter the first few letters, and it populates a list of programs that you can open?
Well, that match the search terms, the first few letters you can
enter. Yeah, it's called Quicksilver or Spotlight or something. So my view for the bank is have them press Alt Space, and then that opens up the search. Then it opens up a list of items, and if you press tab, it'll go to the verb, which is withdraw 1, 5, 10, 50,000, etc., or X. What do you think of that?
Yeah, fairly good idea. Go and give it to Jagex, and they'll steal it from you and give you no credit.
Okay. Did you do any bank organization with your tabs?
No, I played about with the tabs a bit. I didn't actually organize anything. I wasn't that bored.
Too bad.
But I did play about with the tabs, which is also part of the new tutorial thing you
have
to mess about.
Okay. We'll get to that in a minute. My tabs, you want to know what my tabs are?
Farming, other skills, less important.
Active protocols.
What?
Active protocols, meaning things I'm currently working on.
Okay.
Equipment.
So, why can't you just call it things? Graham. Not Graham. Why did I call you Graham? That was scary. I don't know anyone called Graham. Why did they call you Graham? What the hell? Okay, sorry. I don't know anyone called Graham. Why did they call you Graham?
Really? I have a friend.
I don't know. I just wanted to say, instead of calling it active protocols, why don't you just call it stuff I'm currently working on? Or is that too long?
Yeah, it is. It is, you know?
What's that about?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
Active protocols, equipment, magic/transportation, ranged, fletching, construction, fire making, summoning, crafting, smithing, food, which consists of fishing and cooking, herblore, farming, and random shit needed from quests.
Random shit. I think I would just create one tab and call it random shit.
Yeah, so
No, I'd probably just have a tab for each skill and then a tab for
teleport. You only get 9 tabs.
Oh, F that then. I try and categorize skills together, like, you know, woodcutting, fletching, and fire making, fishing, cooking, you know, stuff like that.
I see. Okay. So
if I'm very bored one day, I may well do that. Very bored.
I spent about a good hour organizing my bank.
Wow.
What do you rate this out of 5?
The bank update alone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's lacking a comprehensive search, as you said, I'll give it a 4.
But the search works as it is. You press the search button and...
A 4 for the reasons of lack of a comprehensive search, note the word comprehensive, and the fact it took them 2 years to do it when people asked for it 2 years ago.
But they've been working on bots and shit. I mean,
they've been killing their game out of a fear of losing money over bots. We've established in the past they've put money before the players. I don't think that we should be applauding them for that.
But they got rid of the bots. Anyways.
Well, screw them.
I'm going to give it a 5. But good job for giving it a 4.
Sorry. You gave a 4 for the graphical update, yet you're giving a 5 for this. That makes no sense.
Yeah,
I'm still pissed with you for that.
Because
that graphical
it works.
The graphical update was better. Nobody cares about Macs. Get over it.
Item landing.
Shane was right.
I was right. We should have bet. It was a logical or instead of both.
I wanted to bet you at the time, but you were too pussy. So that's your own fault.
What were you even going to bet it on? Like, or, I mean,
I was going to do something embarrassing on the show, and I was going to do something embarrassing on the show. But generally, I do embarrassing things on the show, whether I'm bet to or not. It just
you were
going to
watch some like Star Trek episodes. That's what I would have made you do.
Well, I wouldn't have stuck to it. And that sort of person, I make bets and I don't stick to it, unless there's a possibility that the person will hit me if I don't.
Yeah, so that means you're scared of people that are bigger than you?
No, not all people bigger than me. I'm scared of aggressive people.
So, like, I don't know.
You. So on top of sexual harassment, you're also gonna dabble in a bit of physical abuse then, are you, Shane? Do what I tell you or I'll hit you.
No. Moving on. Item landing. We tested this out, didn't we?
Yeah, Shane gave me a Santa for 2 hours and I had it for 5 minutes and got bored and logged out. And it was really funny because I walked down to the basement in Lumbridge Castle.
People
and I was standing there. No, I was standing there, right? And some guy went, "Hey, it's Brad." And I was like, "Okay." And he went, "It's Brad from the update." And I was like, "Wow, this is what it must be like to be famous." I don't think he was an RSBNB member either. Well, he might have been, but I don't know his name.
And apparently he killed me on Call of Duty.
Perhaps he is an RSBNB member then who came to the event.
But the person I looked up, the person who was in Xbox Live that I looked up, was not his forum name, so that was a bit confusing. And
it's just the way I was standing there and suddenly went, "It's Brad from RSBNB Update." Yes, yeah, me!
That's why I play with private chat off, or I mean on friends.
I actually had my private chat on when I was online the other day and only 2 people messaged me. I don't mind talking to people if I'm online and they message me. I'm not a complete like freak like you who refuses to talk to anyone.
Oh, please.
I'll meet with my public.
Okay, so basically to lend out an item, you click the item and use it on someone. Like right-click use and use it on Brad, but assist aid or whatever it's called.
Accept aid.
Yeah. Then you basically select the time, 1 to 24 hours, or the until you log out. So.
And Shane gave me his Santa. And I was kept spamming in clan chat that I was praying for a bug where I'd keep it and I wouldn't give it back.
Oh, I've heard there are a few bugs where you can duplicate items, but they're hard to do.
You've heard about it and you're not interested in doing it, dumbass?
No, not at all.
I guess I guess Jagex probably would track you down and ban you.
Exactly.
And they don't care enough about, you know, restoring hacked items or restoring scammed items, yet they will use their powers to ban you. That's the sort of level of asshole we're dealing with here.
But here's some of the items that are lendable. The Abyssal Whip, Ancient Staff, Composite Bows, Dark Bows, The Dragon Ones, God Sword, Granite Maul, Long.
Here's a more interesting list. Which items aren't landable?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That would see, you know, you'd imagine the majority of items could be land. I'd be more interested. I'd imagine it could be quest items.
Yeah, that. Skill items. Basically, the only items that are landable are combat items.
Oh, yes.
And the Santa hat, the party hats, and the Halloween masks.
So the only sort of things you wouldn't like, can I borrow your oak log?
Yeah, yes. That wouldn't
crap,
be.
I made it into a bow. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why they can't do that.
Because hey, I wonder transformation. If... Yeah, because there could be some sort of bug, whereas, you know, somebody sends you some magic logs, lets you borrow them, and then you burn them all, and then at the end of the 2 hours, the person gets their magic logs back, and you get free experience. Yeah, that's why that would work. If it did, it would be a genius.
You can't lend or borrow the dual arena and dual tournaments.
Can you? So you can't enter them with borrowed items, or you can?
Well, it says the only place that you cannot take a borrow item into is the Bounty Hunter minigame. So you can't just lend them there. Probably because they do the death thing or something. So the dual arena and dual tournaments, that makes sense. Chamber of Koschi in the Deathless Beneath Relica. Barbarian Assault and the Tears of Guthix. You know, that's interesting. All those places except Tears of Guthix are places that you would normally die, but when you die, it's a safe area. You know what I'm thinking? It's like something to do with that sudden death thing that happened at Tears of Guthix or something, you know?
That I had the little GIF of.
Yes, it's a GIF, not a GIF.
GIF, whatever. Do you know here, GIF is like a cleaning powder.
Really? That's interesting.
I think it's like a... Okay, I just put GIF into Wikipedia and I got the Jeonju International Film Festival. Okay, I'm not going to bother finding it. It's some cleaning utensil here, but I can't remember exactly.
Okay, so what do you rate Adam Landing?
4 again.
I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I don't know.
It's useful. It's not game-changing, but it's certainly useful.
Exactly. And finally, hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! 3 cheers for Lumbridge.
Lumbridge Achievement Diaries.
Yes. Did you do any of them?
No, because you were going to ask me to do them, but then no, you can do the tutorial. So I was like, wow, I dodged a bullet there, and I didn't do it.
Because it was a very simple diary, to say the least.
What was it like? Oh, you've already got it.
We'll take a look at the tasks.
I don't want to. Just tell me.
They're like ones like, oh, let's see. Climb to the highest point in Lumbridge. Speak to the Duke of Lumbridge. Browse the Lumbridge General Store. Make a pot on the Potter's Wheel in Barbarian Village. The Drainer Village Market. Pass through the Alcarat Gate.
So basically retardedly easy
those
stuff.
Those are beginner ones. Then
so
we go into
was this...
Easy.
So that was the lowest level, right? I see.
Then we go into easy, which is obtain a cowhide from the field northeast of Lumbridge.
Oh, that's so much difficult.
Craft a pair of soft leather gloves. Mine some iron ore. Smelt a steel
iron ore. Iron butterfly.
Access the bank and Drainer Village. Discover what the wise old man is watching through his telescope. Defeat a zombie under the sewers under the jail. And then for the medium ones, there are no hard ones. Light a willow log on fire in the Lumbridge Castle courtyard. Cook a lobster on the range in the Lumbridge Castle kitchen. Obtain a anti-dragon burst shield from Duke Horatio. Smelt a silver bar. Take a ride on a gnome copter. Use the teleport to Lumbridge spell. Yeah. So it's very simple.
Yeah, very simple.
I'd actually do it. It was a good diary, and the reward is actually okay.
What is the reward?
Well, first off, you get an explorer. You get an explorer ring for the first one, which will replenish your run energy 3 times a day. Which is apparently
is that just is something you can use, so you can click to replenish your run energy?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
And apparently, there's an explorer emote. I don't know where that is. But I never. Saw that. I'll have to check that out.
There's an explorer emote.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a cabbage thing. Next one for the easy tasks. You get 30 free low alchemy spells from the ring.
That's not bad. Day.
10% to crafting an extra air, earth, or fire water rune for each essence you use.
Okay.
And you also get an extra charge on the run ring. And okay. Finally, for the other one, you get, in addition to those other ones, you get a cabbage port and an extra charge, which lets you teleport to the farming field north of Draenor with the ring, and it uses cabbage. So yeah, those are the rewards.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of this picture I took?
Well, I can click on the crossbow. What is this? When are you gonna link me? Oh, here we go.
I got this picture on RuneWire called Shane128 goes, "Oh my god." When you discover that it's a cabbage teleport, just look at the person's eyes, you know.
Okay, I'd just like to know if anybody else out there agrees with Shane and thinks this is truly funny. Seek medical help right away.
Okay. Oh, you also get XP lamps.
Yes. How much are they worth?
500, 1,000, and 1,500.
Not bad.
Yeah, so.
Not bad at all.
So the diary was fun, and this cabbage port is good fun as well. I'm not sure what this explorer emote thing is. Not sure. It says permanent reward, explorer emote. I don't know. I'm asking Mike on MSN if he knows what it is.
Reply faster, Mike. Reply faster.
Everybody
was kung fu fighting. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm bored, I'm singing.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oops, what? There we go.
What is it? Why'd you say uh-oh?
Because I thought Firefox had crashed, but no.
Oh, anyways, wow, sorry. I was worried it was something really serious then. Right now. Okay. Every time anybody says anything like that, I always assume the worst. I'm like, what, has somebody died? Do you have AIDS? Do you have cancer?
Next second chair for Lumbridge is money making for newcomers.
Didn't see this.
They added a whole bunch of employers to the Lumbridge area who will give them a task, and then based on the difficulty of the task, you'll get rewarded a certain amount of money.
Is the reward good?
It's money. Like, not that
much. Yeah, but is it a good amount of money?
I don't know, probably like a few K at a time.
I guess it's a good, you know, it beats, you know, the whole bananas thing on Karamjo with,
yeah,
you know.
And at least they're not like giving it out now. You have to actually talk to the tutors and do stuff rather than just like getting them to give you like a free axe and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a welfare state. You've got to work for your money.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree that that's a bad idea. I'm just checking that emote right now. But anyways, there's a huge list of people. The magic tutor, the melee tutor, ranged, cooking, crafting, fishing, mining, smelting, prayer.
Who, and most of those are
Victoria,
to do
Ian,
with...
Samuel, Julian, Fred the farmer, Aggie, and Ned.
Most of those tutors are to do with the new tutorial.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, I guess this would be a good time to go to the toilet, but I'm sort of
that's
trying to...
okay.
I'm going to go after we've done the RS section before questions, because I really need a piss.
Okay. Oh, here's the emote. I just found it.
Can you please hurry up?
Yeah, it's right here, actually.
Link me.
No, it's on RuneScape.
Oh, you've logged in.
Oh.
What does it look like?
Okay. Well, you click the button, first of all, in the emotes tab. Then you...
Why, never...
Then you hold your hand above your head like you're looking through something, like you're blocking the sun, you know?
Oh, right,
so,
I see.
So you do that first, and you pull out a sextant, and then...
and then I pull out my... okay,
the
sorry.
Sextant, and then you figure out where you are from there.
That's quite a good amount.
Yes. Yeah, so... I didn't even know that existed. But that's good, so... money making, if you're new, that's good for you. And now finally, this is your part of the update. Update for Woo! Tutorial Island. So explain.
Well, I'll sort of run through what it is. Basically, there's an all new character creation screen. It's a lot better, where you obviously select hair color, hairs, facial hair, things like that. It's exactly the same as the old one, basically, but it's better laid out and looks nicer. And then when you click that, you're in this underground cavern thing. At first, I thought it looked very much like the underground sections of Tutorial Island, obviously with the improved graphics. It's not a very big area. And then there's some knight who comes to talk to you called Sir something, I can't remember his
name. Servant.
Servant, that's it. Good boy. And then he basically talks to you for a bit and then sort of talks about fighting a knight. No, a dragon, sorry. And then this dragon comes and he has to go and hold it off. And then first I think he introduces you to melee combat. I can't remember it. I did it this morning. That's bad. First he introduces you to melee combat and then basically sends you... Then a Chaos Druid pops up and starts maging him from behind the dragon, which, you know, unsurprisingly, a level 243 dragon isn't a problem, but a level 13 Chaos Druid is. No. I remember you start off with... he's fighting the dragon and then this goblin drops down the trapdoor that you get out of and starts trying to steal
stuff. So that's where that's from. Because there's a cutscene you can watch if you've already done it.
Yeah. And you have to kill the goblin. And then once you kill the goblin, the Chaos Druid turns up behind the dragon and, you know, and starts maging the knight. Like I said, the level 243 dragon isn't a problem, but the level 13 Chaos Druid is. And then you have to go up to the surface and you go straight up to Lumbridge, up from this dungeon place, and you have to go to the range shooter, and it's really helpful because, you know, even if you've played for the first time and you have no idea where anything is, they pop a little arrow under your feet which shows the direction you have to go. Really right under your feet. And there's also a red arrow on the minimap which points towards the range shooter, so you go and talk to her, she gives you a bow and arrow just like before, you run back and you range this level 13 Chaos Druid to death. It says you can do it in any order, but then you have the sort of the quest log or all the objectives of the quest is to go and speak with several of the trainers, you know, the woodcutting, fishing, cooking. It says you can do them in any order, but you can also do them in the order prescribed by the knight. You just say, what do I do next? And he says, oh, you go to this trainer. And then you have to bring him back a crayfish that you caught and cooked. Then you have to go and mine, you know, prospect tin and ore, mine tin and ore, make an axe and smelt an axe, and then chop down a tree with it and go and light a fire for him down there. And basically it's just introducing all these skills with the intentions of helping this guy. And then at the very end there's a cave-in and the area where the mining and smithing, where you did the mining and smithing, which is like sort of like an underground cavern under Lumbridge, is sort of caved in. So you can go in there after you've completed the quest, I'd imagine. And you just talk to the guy and then you complete it. But even though you're in Lumbridge, you can't talk. There's no chat channel. You can't see anyone.
Can you see other people that are around?
Yeah. You can see other people, but not in the underground cavern area. When you're in the underground cavern area, it's pretty much like an instanced area. It's just you.
This sounds a whole lot more fun than the original tutorial.
It is. I must say, it was a lot of fun doing it. And I was saying to Shane as well before the show, I was surprised, even though it was redone, they still left out a few of the skills, even the free-to-play skills like crafting and rune crafting or two that came to mind. But then I sort of thought, having done it, it was rather long when I did it. It probably took me about 20 minutes to half an hour. I didn't time it exactly. And you really don't want a super long introduction, do you? You want to get started and play the game, so it's probably for the best that they left those extra bits out.
Mm-hmm. And plus you need to do the quest to start rune crafting.
Yeah, but it also did the introduction to banks, where you go to the bank at the top of Lumbridge Castle and it explains the tab system and everything. So it was very good. It was very well done.
Good. That's good to hear.
And I have nothing but praise.
You can lick on the flashing cross swords to view your combat styles.
I didn't notice that. So I'd definitely give it a 5. It's, you know, if I like it, you know it's good. That's all I can say. Stop making that noise, please. It's really discouraging. It's so weird.
Discouraging?
Anyways. Yeah, discouraging. It's like, ugh. I really need to use the bathroom. So I'm just going to go.
We're not done yet. Just one sec.
Oh, for the love of God. If I piss myself at this computer, I'm so blaming you.
We got one more RuneScape update. RuneScape HD has been made available to free players.
Oh, come on. Because you were saying to me the other night you didn't think it should be made available to free players.
But yeah, they don't get a full screen mode.
Oh wow.
Because they need ads, you know?
Yes.
And apparently they say it's out of beta. But there's still quite a few little graphical glitches that need to be fixed, but yeah. Yes, so that's what Jagged says. So if you're free to play, you get HD but no full screen because there's no ads. So they got to fix a few more of these little glitches, you know. Like, as far as I know, the fishing cape trim on a female is still purple.
Oh, that's more minor stuff.
And the lighting on my shoulders is bad.
If they have these sort of like really tiny visual bugs in World of Warcraft, they usually aren't fixed for at the very least a couple of months, because they don't just like put out a tiny patch to fix like a small graphical error.
I know, that's annoying. And then there's also the Mac menu bar problem.
Oh, wow. QQ.
QQ?
Sorry, I'm speaking in World of Warcraft speak. I'll type this for you if you can see. Two okay. Qs. It looks like crying eyes, doesn't it? That's what you say, you know, cry more over a problem.
I see.
I shouldn't speak World of Warcraft speak to you.
Q.
Q.
You know Q?
Q.
You know Q?
What, from the James Bond films?
No, well, maybe, but not that Q.
What Q then?
The other Q.
No, I don't.
Strange powers. That one. Anyways.
Oh, he's on Star Trek. F off. I don't watch Star Trek, so I wouldn't know.
Anyways, moving on to questions.
Questions. First questions. One. Let me guess. You want me to read the first question? First question. Yeah. Which games or accomplishment or skill capes do you think are the most and least respected in RuneScape and why? Also, which would be the hardest to get in your opinion? Thanks, the Xbox legacy. I'd say least respected, fletching and cooking, obviously, because they're very easy skills to level. Most respected, I'd probably say Slayer.
Okay. And hardest to get?
Slayer.
Okay.
Most respected because it is the hardest to get Slayer.
For me, I'm gonna have to say cooking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fletching is slowly fading away because for a while you actually lose lots of money when you fletch.
Wow.
You don't make money.
But can you make money off of
cooking?
Cooking? Can
I don't
you?
Think so. I don't know. But still the same thing. Cooking and fletching, the easiest ones to get, I'd have to say, are the least respect.
Any skill you can buy is easy to a degree. It just requires a fair bit of money.
Yeah. Most respected. Oh, I'd have to say either runecrafting or Slayer, in my view.
Actually, I didn't think of runecrafting. Yeah, runecrafting, that's another very difficult one.
For me, the hardest to get would be mining, first off. Then runecrafting, then Slayer.
That's mining. I don't fancy 99 mining. Just because, you know, the fact you can't... Just, you know, fishing and woodcutting, one click and you get a couple. When I used to fish, I just used to, like, click once, then AFK for, like, 30 seconds, not pay attention, and then look back and click again.
Anyways, yes. I do have to agree with that. I've been trying to get 70 mining, but I can't. It's like 65.
Yeah, I always wonder how certain people manage to have such high mining.
Are we thinking of the same person right now?
Well, there's two people I'm thinking of who I know of various people who have high mining. One of them is Lance, and one of them is the person whose name we don't mention.
Yeah, I was thinking of that second one, too.
Yeah. And again, yeah. But isn't Lance almost 99?
RSN Lewitt. Let's just see. His mining is 93.
Wow.
He's already,
I like
already
his RS name.
2567.
It sounds it's pleasing to the ear, Lewitt. What's your name? My name is Lewitt. Not like Shane 1208. That's such a gay name.
Oh, please. Anyways,
please.
Thank you, Xbox Legacy. What are your what are your favorite parts of RSC, RS2, and RSHD? Mine would have to be the guy next to Aubrey who changed your armor's gender in RSC from 99887. You know, they should bring this guy back. That would change your plate legs into plate skirt and vice versa.
No, because people would make money from it.
Why not?
Does he mean graphically or does he just mean favorite aspects?
I don't know, favorite aspect.
I never played RSC, so I can't have a favorite aspect of it.
I played it for a bit, but I really wasn't that fond of it. I actually started mainly playing,
Doesn't it look like such a great increase from RSC to the latest HD graphics?
I know, even from the early RS2 images, you know? It looks just so much better. But I created my account before the RS2 beta, played a bit of the beta, and then ramped up and really got serious, as you know, at the end of June of 2004. So I really can't say much about RSC, but RS2, I don't know. I think I'd have to go with the famous bugs, you know, like the Falador Massacre, the sticky shoes, sudden death syndrome. I don't know, just all the strange little things that happened.
Yes,
over
that
the time.
Was a classic moment when I was there with my Camtasia recorder recording that GIF. Oh, it was such better times, people, better times.
You know, you can have those times back. You just have to start playing again, and I'll help you.
You should post the link to that GIF in the notes.
Okay, I'll post that link to the SDS glyph. GIF. What's a glyph? I don't know. But
is GIF something to do with Jeff? Jeff made a GIF, that would be quite nice to say, wouldn't it? I want Jeff to make a GIF, so then I can say this is a GIF that Jeff made.
Okay. RSHD, I don't know. I just have to say the new updated graphics and all
the water.
All
I like the water.
Yes.
That's probably
yes.
the only thing that would make me fish again was the fact I could just stare for hours of water.
Yeah.
Although I do maintain
if
I ever fished seriously again, I would just get to 98 with one experience point to go and then I would step away forever.
No.
Yeah, I would do that.
No.
That'd be cool.
I would show you my real life picture if you were to go to 99 and
no,
decide
you, would.
You were
you
gonna leave it.
So
I would do that to get you to get 99.
No, I wouldn't. Let's
sure
just
would.
Move on. I will not
Thank
be bought.
Thank you, 99887.
I will not be bought. Next question. Question 3. How fast are magic and new trees with the dragon axe? I have 83 wood cutting. That question is from Ben. My answer is I have no idea.
Not very fast.
A much, much better answer.
Yes. When I was in the 90s, like 90-some-odd woodcutting, and I tested it with a dragon axe, it took about 15 minutes still to get a load of magics and about half that to get a load of use, so I would not really recommend it at 83. It's just like shark fishing. It takes a long, long time, you know? So I would not recommend it unless you need those logs for a specific purpose. Anyways, yes. Next one.
Next question. Question number 4. Shane, if you never had Mike helping you with the site, would it look any different if it was just you working on it? It's a bit of a confusingly worded question. Shane, if you didn't have Mike helping you on the site, would it look any different? I think is the proper grammatical version.
No, probably not.
So, what, he didn't make any major calls on design or layout? Then?
No. Basically, all we did was we sat down together, brainstormed a list of ideas, handed these off to MQ, and she designed what you see on the site. So, no,
there
probably
you
not. It's like, you're not
boring, gonna... really. He was probably expecting a really fun answer, and we're like,
no.
No. Bored,
I would have went maybe a bit more minimalistic on it. But
okay.
I don't know, you can't change what RSBnB
it's
looks like now.
Very
it's always,
boring question.
It's had a theme set before. It's a, what? What do you mean
boringness.
It's very boring? What's
is
boring?
You said it has a theme set for it, and I said is the theme boringness.
Oh really? Anyways,
oh,
thank
I think
you,
I hurt
Kevin.
Shane's feelings there.
Have you seen people saying renting AGS for 100k an hour? If so, how do you feel about this? Thanks, Zerkami.
What's AGS?
You don't know?
Armadale Godsword.
Yes, good job.
Can you actually charge, though, when you borrow? Can you set a charge?
No, of course not. Your only thing you're limited by is, like, the trade limit. So if you have a 30k trade limit to transfer 100k, you'd have to transfer 30k at the start, 30k in the middle, 30k
but
somewhere
else. But
that would
work, though, would it? Because the person could easily scam you, because the person can't demand the item back, can they?
No, they can't.
So if you say, like, yeah, I want to borrow it for 5 hours, and then you say, I'll give you 500k, you could just give them 30k, and you'd have the sword for 5 hours, and they could do about it.
Yeah, that's right. I just don't think it's feasible that it would work. Because, as you said, it's just easy to scam it, and, well, you can't trade large sums of money anymore. And plus, even if you could, the person who was doing the lending could just take the money and run, so... I don't know. I don't think it's something that we'll be seeing lots of.
No, neither do I, Shane.
Stop yawning.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm tired. I'm like a restless baby. I want to sleep. Anyway, let's continue.
You need your nappies changed?
You want mummy to pour your juice? Shane spilled his juice just before we started to record because he didn't have his mummy there to pour it for him.
Yeah, right. I just woke up 10 minutes before I was pouring my juice.
His high voice shows you that he's getting distressed because I've just unearthed him and told his horrible truth that he needs his mummy to pour his juice at the age of 21. Are you 21 or 22? You're 21, aren't you? Yeah. 21 or 22? You're 21. You are 21. You're 21.
Yes.
Okay, he's 21. No. I wasn't sure 21 or 22.
But no, I don't. It's just a lapse of the hand, you know? Anyways.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to organize your bank with the new system from Bloober Singer?
Oh, Shane already gave an answer to this. Let's just pause for a minute so people can try and remember what Shane said. How long did Shane say it took him to organize his bank? Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. About an hour.
1 hour was the answer.
I could have spent more time on it too, organizing the tabs, but I didn't.
Yeah, I would imagine it would take me a fairly long time because my stuff's just fairly sprayed around in my.
Well, mine was fairly organized to begin with. So I don't know.
So yeah, so it would probably take me like 2 hours.
Okay. I was talking to Chief Snake, and he said he was organizing it for 3 hours, and he's still not done.
3 hours?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anybody who has 3 hours to spend organizing a bank in an online game desperately needs something better to do with their time.
Really?
Desperately!
But you said you'd take 2 hours. What's the difference between two and three?
I said it would take it. I wouldn't say I would spend 2 hours. You know, knowing me with my attention span, I'd do it for 20 minutes, and I'd say, screw this, I'm bored, and I'd go and just...
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry, Shane, if I don't have 2 hours to spend organizing a bank in an online game.
Yeah, you're like a Tellarite.
A what?
A Tellarite. Anyways, moving on,
like
last question. Last question.
Yeah, whatever. Last question. I want to make a table that shows me who is looking at a HTML page of mine. How could I go about implementing this? That question is from Kirby. Obviously for Shane, not for me. I have no idea.
You sure?
Yes, I have no idea. Don't be a smartass.
Well, if it's just simple HTML page, then that's not going to be possible. But if you can make it into a PHP page, that's surely possible. There are two ways of going about this. One way would not be good. The other way would be the preferred way. Now, the first way would be to store everyone's like name in a new line delimited text file, but that can get quite cumbersome to manage, so I would not recommend that way. The best way would be to set up a sessions table in a database. And then when each person views the page, add them in and set a predetermined time. So if that IP address or session key does not refresh the page, you should probably go by session key, because IP addresses can be proxied. But anyways, you should probably set it to a time, say 10 minutes max. And if that session key does not refresh the page in 10 minutes, the next person that comes through will initiate a garbage collection routine, which will clean up all the old sessions. That's basically how sessions work.
You know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
yeah, that's how sessions work. It's like you have, like, for instance, you can have one table that stores the active sessions, right? And then every time someone comes, that'll run garbage collection on old sessions. That's the best way to do it. Then if you want to remember a session, you can have another table filled with key value pairs that pair someone's cookie key to their session ID. So if that thing, you can set those to stay for however long you want, like 1 year. Then if those stay, you just check. And then if that's there, we know that the session is there, so you just recreate it without deleting it. I think I put Brad to sleep.
Yes, you did. Oh, I'm so tired. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it for questions, because we're recording this early, because the day we'd normally be recording it, I'll be in a car ride listening to some audiobooks and podcasts.
Some audiobooks?
Yeah. Well, one.
Okay.
I haven't decided one yet, but yes, so, because I'm going away, but you won't notice anything in the show schedule, because I get back on the Friday next week.
Yeah, we're doing a
Friday
weekend
show. Friday the 25th.
Show.
And then
it'll be a weekend show
we'll
with
record
whoever.
That on the 25th. Yeah, unless you want to stay up, you know?
No, I don't. I've told you that.
Who should I get?
So sorry, all of my fans, which there are many. You will... Don't bother listening next week. It will be a very bad show because I won't be on it.
No, don't listen to Brad. It will be a good show, and whoever sends in the audio questions will get lots of attention. So send in audio questions.
Wow! So you're playing on the fact that they're like kids and like attention. So we'll give you attention if you send us questions. Bugger off.
Okay, tech news. Tech news. This week is E3. We didn't really see anything interesting from Sony or Nintendo on the Wii and PS3 fronts. In fact, I was told that the guy talking about the PS3 was advertising the PS2.
Advertising the PS2?
Yes.
Who told you that?
That's what Mike said. Because he watched the video, you know?
Oh, right.
Like, this just goes to prove that people who watch these...
Shane actually said to me... Shane said to me earlier in this week, he said, the people who go on about this E3 thing are worse than Apple fanboys. No,
they
Shane.
Are.
Nothing is worse than Apple fanboys. Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden are not worse than Apple fanboys. George W. Bush is not worse than Apple fanboys. And dare I say it, Andrew Gower is not as bad as Apple fanboys.
Oh, boy. The first one, Microsoft cuts the 20-gigabyte Xbox 360 to $299 and launches a 60-gigabyte model.
What was it before?
Like $399 or something, I don't know.
Wow.
$349.
Yeah. What a hefty cut.
So basically they cut the price and brought out the new one. It was formerly $349. So the 60-gigabyte will now be $349. And the Xbox Elite is $449. I don't know why anyone would get that. It's just black and has a bigger hard drive, which is kind of silly. You can just get a bigger hard drive on your own later, so I don't know. But that brings it into competition with the Wii. You know, part of me wishes it stayed at, like, the $400 price point, you know?
Why?
Because you get all these 9-year-olds and whatnot and, like, younger people playing the Xbox, and it's just annoying, like... You hear
You'll get
like,
9-year-olds everywhere, Shane.
No, like not before.
I hate children. I'm glad I was never one.
Yeah, you were.
It's a line from a film.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I just find it that there's too much good stuff being said about the 360. And now that the price is going down, all our favorite games are going to get invaded by more children, you know?
Well, you only have to worry if they're multiplayer.
Yeah, I know, but they're like sing, you know? I don't know, it just annoys me. I wish it had stayed expensive. I should have got a PS3, but then, of course, I have no friends. Do you remember that flowchart?
Oh, yeah. Bought by the consoles.
Yeah, basically said if you truly care about gaming, you'll buy a PC. If you have real-life friends, you'll buy a Wii. If you have online friends, you'll get a 360, and if you don't have friends, you'll get a PS3.
I agree with that.
Me too, actually. Anyways, next one. It's official that next major Xbox Live update is going to be coming this fall. Social networking features like Facebook, but on your 360. So it's dashboard, a me-like avatar system, and many more are all a part of this planned revamp of Xbox Live.
Facebook needs to die. Anybody who uses Facebook should be ashamed of themselves.
Why? It's better than MySpace.
Though it's still bad. The whole idea of social networking is bullshit. My dad has these friends who are like a young couple and they've just had a kid, right?
And do you have to babysit?
No, I don't. I would never babysit and they'd never ask me to babysit. But they have Facebook pages and they actually asked me at one point if I was on Facebook. No, I'm not that sad. I didn't say that, but I thought it. And on their Facebook page, all it is pictures of them and the kid. And there's like 200 pictures of them and the kid.
What's wrong with that? And them and the kid. It's a new way of showing off pictures of your kid.
Yeah, but there's 200 pictures in the same pose, and there's another 200 in a different pose. It just pisses me off when new parents like that. I mean, probably when I have kids, I'll be the same. But until I have kids, I reserve the right to be annoyed by that sort of behavior.
So you're going to have kids one day?
Hopefully, if all goes to plan, yes. I will have little minions to command.
Okay. Anyway, we got it really off topic there, but some highlights from that are games can now play from the hard drive. Load times are quicker. But they say you'll still need your disk in the tray to prove you own the game.
Okay.
Access the Xbox Live Marketplace on the web. Dashboard built into the new Xbox Guide. Live party system, which means you can create a party before you go into game of 8 friends and go with them from one game to another. Also, they'll have group chat, which is good. So, they say share Netflix movie or personal photos, so that's good. Xbox Live Prime Time, which is, I don't know, I think this thing is completely stupid. Basically,
I think it'll really stupid.
No, just wait. It'll let you play along with like game shows, like TV game shows, it'll let you play along.
Okay.
Or
could
play...
potentially be a good idea. I don't see what's so bad about it.
But it's been tried before. Interactive TV has been tried before and it failed. I don't know.
Where was it tried before?
Like on ABC and whatnot, they tried an interactive... they've tried interactive game shows before where you go to a website, but it never worked. I don't know. I just think this whole idea is silly.
Oh. Well, I think you're silly.
And the final thing is avatars. Which are like the Miis on the Wii,
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I saw an article.
God.
God.
Like, it's typical Microsoft, take from everyone else rather than innovating on their own products. That's just so typical of them, and I'm really not that impressed. The only thing here I'm impressed with is the party system that'll let you do group chat and the new display support for 1680x1050, because that's what I play on. So,
I'm not interested by anything because it's tech news.
Okay. So, I don't know. Microsoft needs to learn how to innovate. Apple sells 1 million 3G iPhones in the first weekend and 10 million iPhone apps downloaded.
Fanboys. One word.
Yeah,
fanboys.
Right. People fanboys. Who actually bought the iPhone actually think it's useful.
Yeah, because they're fanboys.
No. Well, maybe.
And they love everything that comes out of Steve Jobs, even the stuff that comes out of his rear end.
Well, maybe, because, there's nothing really that special besides the 3G and the GPS with this iPhone. The rest you can get in the software updated of an original iPhone, so probably if you don't need GPS, there's probably no reason to update. But anyways, they say despite a few hiccups in stores running out of inventory, Apple was able to sell 1 million 3G iPhones worldwide across 21 countries in the first 3 days on sale. During the same time, owners of the new and old iPhones were able to download 10 million apps of the newly launched store on iTunes, despite major problems with a 2.0 software update disabling many people's phones temporarily on Friday. Would you buy an iPhone?
No.
What about an iPod Touch?
Maybe.
Okay, so So, sort of, because they're sort of the same thing, except one's without a phone. But anyways, yes, that's tech news, but that's good for them selling those. They got a target by the end of 2008 to sell 10 million iPhones. They've sold 7 million so far.
7 million?
Yeah.
Sad Apple fanboys.
Anyways, on to the Vance. You can take the first one, because I just finished reading tech news.
Okay. It's the last major update, and I'm talking about a decent combat update. I'm not sure what accent that is. The last major update, and I'm talking about a decent combat update, was Ancients, almost 2 years ago. Edit, yes, I'm technically wrong, but we have gotten steam staff and third age robes, but logically speaking, they blow. That is really logical speak, isn't it? They blow.
You should talk normally, because it sounds like you're something you're not.
Not worthy of a mage update. In 2 years, the max hit of range went from around 30 to 40 to around 100. In 2 years, the max hit of melee, besides Dart, which is slow and you no need to have no HP to hit high, put a number in your post if you want to read this far, not good in PvP, went from around 55 to 80. In 2 years, mage max hit stayed at 30. We got no updated robes better than RMs. Yes, they have third age robes.
Yeah.
Idiot. No new spells. No new staff. That can at least auto-cast Ancients. Wands is for the lose. We seriously didn't get anything except a combat staff. LMAO. You think that in 2 years it is time to give mage an update? You know how bad it fails to melee us with Kharils. Max hit is also an issue. After Castle Wars, my kill count is about 1 to 3 unless I bring a whip. All because Ancients can't kill anybody without wasting 60k worth runes. As for new robes, yeah, occasional free runes is nice. But knowing Jagex, the robes will have zero defense with lower mage attack, obviously, since it has free runes. So I will never trade it for RMs. Mage needs an update. Before you post, note that Steam staff was garbage. You can use it in combat. Or third age mage robes are garbage. Third age mage robes are guard badge. No defense. Lunar was not a mage update either. Don't get confused just because it is a spellbook. And by the way, I'm talking about combat mage. So this guy is like
mage. One of those like disgruntled peers, you know.
It just sounds like a complete idiot, because he's actually pointed out in his post that mage has had
several updates.
Yeah, that has had several updates. It just hasn't been the update he wanted.
Like, so he just wants his like staff thing, you know? Like, what's wrong with the third age robes?
Exactly. He says they're guard badge. Guard badge. It's these people who get in one mindset, like, I want this update, and if I don't get this update, then it has not been updated. My skill hasn't had an update in 2 years because I damn got the update I want. I always try and throw in one retarded rant a week just for comedy value, and I didn't think this was that retarded. I just sort of looked over it quickly and thought it was all right. I didn't read it.
Okay, I got this page. I'll tell you what they've gotten so far. Okay, they got in the Seer Ring, the Lunar outfits, the Lunar Amulets, the Elemental Shield M, the Third Age stuff, the Druidic Mage gear, the Combat Hood and stuff, the Battle Robes, and the Beacon Ring.
So this guy is in fact an idiot.
Yeah, so like, the only thing he wants is something new that can cast like Ancients, but... that gives stuff, but idiot stick. Okay, next one.
The next one.
Okay, give us back our RS characters with about 50 exclamation points. Our characters and all the other NPCs look horrible now. They killed rare items, they killed all the good outfits, they killed every look, they killed running too. They killed everything. The graphics I'm fine with. It's just the characters I want back the most. We were told the old graphics were optional. The old graphics include the old RS characters. I'm not the only one who hates these characters. Please, if you support this thread, maybe we can get our characters back. If you do support, thank you very much. You know, there's a problem with this guy. He obviously doesn't understand the first thing about 3D modeling. Because
which
when you're doing 3D modeling, you can't pick and choose which models you get. They had to update all the models for all the characters, because if they didn't, that would just be too much extra stuff to code in, one for the low detail, one for the high detail, so just use one for both and render it accordingly. That's my point. Also, there's nothing that wrong with the characters. The only thing missing is they don't have a nose or mouth.
I have to agree with you there. This was the token retard rant I was throwing in, but the other guy turned out to be more retarded.
Okay. I don't know. See? Like, remember you saw your cancer look, but you had no mouth or nose?
Yep. They better fix that. If they fix that, I will come back to RuneScape and parade around in my hat. If they don't fix it, they can go...
I don't think they'll fix the hat, because the hat was like that before the graphical update.
Why not? It's BS. I want my long hair and my top hat. I want to look like Willy Wonka.
You should do your jig dance.
My what?
The dance you were doing outside my PlayerOwn House portal.
Oh yeah, jig dance. I look like the Lord of the Dance with that hat on while I do that.
Anyways, yeah. So, yeah. This guy just does not understand. And really, if you go into safe mode, have you gone into safe mode before?
What do you mean safe mode?
Like to check the little safe mode checkbox when you load RS.
No.
If you check that, it actually looks pretty much like the old one. Like, I don't know what they're complaining about, but oh well. There's always going to be complainers. Are we done with this one?
Yeah, we are done with this hunt.
Okay. We've got new events here that have been announced.
Fail.
No. We got Creepy's dropping his entire bank, so it's basically a drop party in the party room, so bring whatever you want. I'm going to try and bring like 1 million needles or something, maybe. No, I don't think
just
so.
Just a shame it's going to include everybody, you know, lots of random idiots.
Yeah, that's annoying. So that's on July 26th at 2 p.m. RSPB time, World 132. And then we have the non-RS gaming event, which is the day after, which is Call of Duty. You can kill me, shoot me, and yeah. You should get your disc back before that so you can come.
No, I'm not. I've since GTA 4 came out and I stopped playing Halo online, I've just really gone off the whole idea of online shooting games. I don't like, because the online shooting games tend to attack retards like flies dung attracts flies.
That's
so
a good point,
I don't like to associate. I don't like to associate with you standard FPS player. They're usually idiots.
And also, you have to add me. There's a my gamer tag is on this forum topic, so check that. And it's a
horrible ripoff of my gamer tag.
And please do not bring friends that are not from RSPB. If you do, they will be kicked. Basically, if someone's not on my friends list and they're in our private party, they will be kicked. And if you can't explain yourself that you did it, you will be kicked as well.
You will be kicked in the ass.
Yeah, and if you add me and you start spamming me, you will also be removed and you will miss the event. So it's a wise idea.
Yeah,
to
that
add
really
me,
annoys
me.
People have added me on Xbox Live, which I'm fine with, but then they invite me to games I'm not even playing.
Yes.
Like, can't you see? I'm
yes.
playing a different game.
And then 5 minutes later, they send another invite.
Yeah, I got invited to a Call of Duty 4 game. It's like, have you looked on my games list? I've not even played on Call of Duty on console, you dumbass.
Exactly. Anyways, yes. We're going to have...
I hate the people who sent out loads of spammy messages like,
yeah,
I've changed
like
my game.
Yeah, all your friends list, rate this account negative.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, yeah. Oh, I've changed my gamer tag, or I'm moving, or add me. I don't give a shit, okay? Just...
Yeah. Ugh. We got a good selection of Informer articles coming out this week, including my tech article, which is not Apple-based. Article.
Oh, that makes a nice change.
And, quite a few interesting other things, so that would be informer.rsbnb.com.
Interesting is relative.
Okay. So what have we been doing?
What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing some high alking on RuneScape, not that much. Farming, the achievement diary, RuneWire, that's about it. Getting ready to go away.
Yeah, my week has been pretty... Yeah. That's same great. Shit, different day.
And last week's show, Brad's Nappies, three people I talked to thought it said Brad's Nipples for some reason. So just thought we'd clarify that it was Brad's
Nappies. Yeah, Shane, I'd be in contact with your lawyer about organizing some sort of defense for this sexual harassment suit, because in a non-gay way, I'm taking you down.
Oh, so I think that's it for Airbnb Update 161 for Brad at saidbybrad.com. And
goodbye.
Shane1288. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. I like the smell of sulfur. I remember in science class once when we had sulfur and the teacher went, this is a horrible smell, and everyone would get a horrible smell, and I went, I think it's nice. Everyone thought I was weird. Everyone thought I was weird. Well, anyway.
You are weird.
I'm not. You are.